Hello, and welcome to this very special edition of That's What She Said, in which we go a little bit woo, but stick with me because it's awesome. So, if you are currently driving, operating heavy machinery, or otherwise unable to close your eyes safely, you should save this for a different episode or a different podcast, or just don't listen right now, okay? If you have a minute to 5 minutes to be with me and play with me, this is how we call to the deep. So first, I just need you to close your eyes. Just trust me. It's cool. I'm not gonna do any hypnotist shit. I don't even know hypnotist shit. Just close your eyes. Cool. Then take a couple of really deep breaths, and not like, but like, big deep breaths. Take another one for me. And then imagine for a moment that you are standing in front of a placid body of water. Whether it's an ocean or a lake or a stream or a river, totally cool. And then from that body of water, you can see a sort of a sand and a dune, and you can walk over to the ocean. And from your spot on shore, you can see a breaching whale just over and over. It breaches and it's wild and soft and lovely, and it's breaching and it's breaching. And then it defies some sort of reality and it comes over to you, and it is very obviously motioning for you to get on its belly. Like it's lying on its belly. It's like a humpback or a gray whale. It's huge. And in its little flippers, it's giving you like the little signal, like, get on my belly. So you understand that this is safe. This is totally cool. You're gonna go and do this. So whale takes you and it keeps you on its belly and it just floats just a little bit further out to shore. And even if you're terrified of water, you're not scared right now. You understand that this is kind of above ordinary reality and it's really awesome. And whale is just here to show you your bigger work in the world, whatever that is. So, whale is all about your bigger work. All about there's a thing that you should be doing, that you know you should be doing, and it's hard and it scares you and it's tedious sometimes. But sometimes it is as light and joyful as a whale breaching. And so you work for it and you strive for it. So, whale is here to show you, first off, the tools that you need to be able to accomplish this thing. So just take a look in your hands as you're sitting on the whale's belly. And there's a tool there. That's your first step. And then right next to you, a notebook appears. And so you pick it up, because of course, you're on a whale's belly. Notebooks are fine. You pick it up, and you open it. And when you look down to read it, it tells you what exactly it is that you should be doing every day to honor your work in the world. And if mind is trying to fool you or trick you or to be like, this is stupid, this is silly, this is cool, okay, this is stupid, this is silly, awesome. That doesn't mean it's any less effective to do the exercise. So just take a look at the notebook and see what it says. Whale is also, in addition to the tool and the message, just take a minute to lay down on whale, on your belly or on your back, doesn't matter because whale's still just floating on his back. And just enjoy, like, you're floating on a whale in the middle of the ocean, and how wonderful is this? You are so safe in your work because it isn't going anywhere. You can pursue this for the rest of your life, and it will still be this amazing. Isn't that awesome? So just enjoy being with whale. You can hear the ocean waves kind of far off. You can hear the gentle kind of lurch of water slapping against the whale. You can feel the energy of the whale, which is super light, super playful. Whales don't do this for everyone. And then this last piece is just a symbol that whale gives to you of your work in the world. It can be big, it can be small, it can be literal, it can be metaphorical. But you will walk away with or stand on the belly of the whale with a symbol of some kind. And then when whale appears, it's always about deeper purpose in life. And so we thank whale tremendously for this time. You take your notebook and your tool and your symbol, and whale will just ever so gently escort you back to shore. You can bow if you wish. Thank you for this gift and this time. And now you have your answer. For now, in this moment, in this phase of life, in this season, you have work to do. You know what it is you need to be doing, and you know which tool you need to be able to complete it. Cool. So for me, I recorded that and then went back and did it myself. And the tools that appeared were a laptop and a notebook. And the notebook just said, keep on writing. And the symbol that was given to me was a nautilus, which I looked up. And the nautilus is this paradox of being exactly the same over the course of millions of years and yet constantly expanding into the next thing, because it keeps just adding chambers for as long as it's alive, as it grows and grows and grows in this sort of perfect spiral. So I take that to mean that my voice is the same, it has been for a while, but it's also expanding into these deeper regions and it's making new chambers and finding new ways to be in the world. And that all feels really, really good and soft and safe. So if you are like, yeah, that's all well and good, but I don't have any idea what it is that I'm supposed to be doing every day. Awesome. I want you to head on over to brandcampblog.com/deep and schedule 15 minutes with me, and we will talk it out. We will talk it through. We will figure it out. What is the thing that you need to be doing every day? Or what is the thing that seems impossible? Because I will get it out of you one way or another. And then you can actually do it and take part in it and call into the deep and commit to doing this work for 69 days in a row. And you get yourself into a program like this, not because you just have some sort of, you need to make hundreds of thousands of dollars all of a sudden, or it's something urgent. You get into this for a deeper reason, which is there is a thing that is calling to you, and you run from it most of the time, and you hide from it most of the time, and it is difficult, and it is challenging, and it is so much easier to distract yourself with smaller things, and tedious things, and accounting, and bills, and cleaning, and cooking, and all of those things. But the work that only you can do, that's the only work that I'm interested in. That's the only work the whale is interested in. And it would be my great honor to help you along in that process. So I know that when you take a look at calling to the deep and you consider doing your work in the world, the work that scares the shit out of you for 69 days in a row, that you're like, I don't have the time for that. The truth is, you're never going to have the time. It's totally okay. But when you make the time, things shift. When you make the commitment to yourself and to doing the work, things shift. When you take part in a community of people who are all doing the work together, things shift. So even when you fail, even when you fall down, even when you write 0 words out of 500 for the day, which, by the way, I have done quite a few days lately, it's been really difficult. Because I may have overestimated how much writing a book in 1 month and then beginning a novel in the next month, I kind of overestimated how easy that would be. So you'll fall down and you will get back up and it will be okay. This isn't about judging yourself, but I want to make really clear that it's not about the thing you should be doing, quote unquote. It's not about the thing that everybody will respect you for or admire you for. It's not about the aspiration that your grandmother holds for you. It's about the way deep down in your soul, the thing that you deny, that you run from, that you hide from, or that you pretend doesn't exist in order to be able to get away and to get through one more day without doing the work. That's what I'm interested in. That's where I am. And that's where I hope to meet you. So brandcampblog.com/deep. You can sign up for the 7-day class and I'll walk you through, but mostly I would like for you to come talk to me. We'll figure out your thing, or we can talk about whether your thing is the right thing to do during the program, and then you will engage in 69 days of doing the work that scares the shit out of you, and it will be this miraculous, wondrous thing that is so much better than you could possibly have imagined. So there's that. And next week I'm going to be back with, I believe, with an interview. This will be interesting for everyone involved. We'll call to the deep in real time with Jeanette LeBlanc, who is a wonder and a delight and a treat, and we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, brandcampblog.com/deep. You can always reach me, brandcamponline@gmail.com. And thanks for playing with me and for playing with Whale today, for just being willing to dive into that. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next week. You are not allowed to fall at the feet of the muse and play victim. You are called to show up, to give it time, commitment, playmates. It isn't great work because it's easy. It's great work because it is only yours to do. You will fall down and you will let yourself down, without a doubt. You will get back up and it will be okay, without a doubt. You will do your work and it won't be the thing everyone else understands, or the thing grandma wishes you would do, or the thing your partner keeps pushing at you to make a few extra bucks. It's the thing you deny, the thing you run from, the whisper you pretend doesn't exist so you can get through one more day. It calls to you, softly, loudly, at inopportune moments, when you're sleeping and when you're fresh from dreamland, in the shower, on the subway, in line at the store. It will be a struggle. It will be simple and complicated all at once, like doing cartwheels in your underwear when you should be adulting, or skipping out on responsibility to make art that feels like running through the rain. It will be, quite simply, worth it. Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, in which I interview Jeanette LeBlanc, who is kind of the writer's writer, a muse and a writer and a phenomenal human, and we talk about all of these things. We talk about doing the work, we talk about resisting the work, what all of that means, and all the beautiful ways that we creative people show up in the world and then hide from the world and then, you know, show up in the world again. So all of those things together is what we'll be talking about this week. So without further ado, let's get to it.